Okay, good fach. We're holding here, I'm not sure. We're holding at pitch 386. We did do the first Rabbeinu Bechai, I'm not sure about the second one. We might as well learn it, as I say, Skene Shatten. Okay, he's going on the Pasuk of Kosoma Lebeis Yaakov Asagad Yisrael, that there's a special amira to the women. So Rashi says that it's Benachas Kosoma Lebeis Yaakov El Anoshim, Kosoma Lashon Kodesh, Koteima Benachas. So now he's explaining why is it ladies first? If Kosoma Lebeis Yaakov is women, why were they set first in men? So he says, so a few things. First of all, he says they're learning Talmud Torah per se. They don't have dinim of Talmud Torah, but rather it teaches them derech eretz and musa, which is what today is accepted as being the appropriate framework for teaching Torah. And he says, "Va'oyti lahamshich libun ala Torah v'mitzvus, v'loymon al rashi prokim, neishen daitim yishavus kanashim." And also to give them a general overview of Torah, rather than going into specific details and points, that's Torah that's suitable for women. So you have Rabbeinu Bechaya about a framework of what's appropriate for women to learn, Musa Derech Eretz, and to teach them Rashi Prakim. So a general overview of Torah is appropriate. Specific details in that may not be appropriate. V'oid, one more point. Sha'isha Toiva Hisibo L'Teira. She'choyla Lehamshich as B'no L'Beis HaMedrash. Having a woman who's in tune with learning Torah and how important it is somebody who can affect her children. She can be moishach her child to Beis Medrash lefi shehi metsuya bebayis. She's home b'merachemez lo b'kame b'nei gaguim, and she gives him a lot of good things kidei lahamshach oisach halimun haTorah min urav v'gam kiyas hasemenu. So what he's saying is like this. We whenever we want to impress or draw somebody to something that's good, but not easily seen as good. So what we do is we add something else that you have immediate good feelings, and we associate it with it. So now, Lemoshel, when you have a when you give a child a candy every time he attends office of Bonim or a prize or whatever it is, so what you get is the association of the pleasure of the candy, the prize, with the office of Bonim, with the learning. So the two come together, and then hopefully he transitions to appreciating the pleasure of Torah itself. A mother is the one that a child has the most sense of pleasure from. The mother is the one who is the kinder one, giving him things and so on. If she is turned on to learning, then by association, it's fascinating. In the big picture, there are people who have difficult relationships with their father. Rarely do you have somebody who has a difficult relationship with a mother. He may think the mother's too overbearing. He may think the mother's too fadaiget, but an enmity is rare. So a mother is the one that's ma'ora by a person the most ava, and therefore, if she associates herself with Torah, that brings it out to the kids, and therefore, it's important that the women have the positive feeling. That's why it's most appropriate that she be mispalel by Ner Shabbos. This is the makor for this tefillah. This is after Rabbi Nochai's the makor for it. That a kadosh baruch hu give a children a year in b'teira. Ki a tefillah yoyis nishmash b'shas asiyas ha-mitzvah. So when a person is engaged in a mitzvah, there is a much greater feeling, a much greater schus to poil other things also. There's also a sort of alignment of this mitzvah and this mitzvah. Shenema kner mitzvah ter'or. V'chein dorshur azal hayman derogul b'shragi hav lebonet ha'mechachamim. That if a person is used to having light, which means candles of mitzvahs, a person will be zeicha to bonet ha'mechachamim. So this Rabbeinu Chai is quite famous about hadlakas neiros and why a woman is mispowel and so on. At the end of the drush aran, any questions, points, anything like this?
You know, talking about the chosen nation. So just
yeah,
I was like Kiev. I'm not involved in Kiev, but something that I hear from people I know, like Benegay, like their Beinu Mechaya, is something that they can say to like a modern feminist with regard to the Yiddish, how the Torah relates to women. Is that something that?
Well, you can say it, but I don't know what the reaction will be. Definitely Beinu Mechaya will probably get in trouble. People feel it's kind of a minor role. They feel it's apologetic. They feel whatever. And the fact that that a woman's role is crucial. A big part of a child wanting to learn has a lot to do with his parents wanting to learn, and his mother's really wanting him has a much deeper effect than a father. Father can push him more quickly into it, but a mother. But people don't like to buy into that today. And, I can tell you what they'll say. It's just the men putting the women down, giving them a fair role. You can fill in the rest yourself.
Isn't there something that if their whole role is just for the children, then what is that? It's just like it never ends. It's just for the males eventually. Like
it's a pasuk. She's called Chava because she's Ein Kol Chai. The name of the first one was the fact that a person is a creator. The closest thing to creator is a woman giving birth to a child, not only physically when she gives birth to him, but in a more optimistic sense. So just like the mitzvah Tam Torah is v'shinamta l'vanecha first and foremost, for a woman having children, that's a realization of self. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a creator, and a woman is a creator, more than a man is. A woman gives a child a body and a life when he's born, and she gives him everything else with the warmth and the positive atmosphere that she creates. So all of that, it's to society's shame that that's considered to be inferior. There was once a Chabadnik who opened up a base Chabad somewhere, and she introduced herself to the community, and he introduced his wife as a woman who runs an institution for 9 homeless children. And everybody was extremely impressed until they realized that they're talking about her children. Now, why is it less impressive? I don't know. The reason why our children are homeless is because she's their home and she cares for them 24/7. But in the world, it's part of the twisting out of what's considered chashuv and what's not chashuv is part of this.
What do we make about people like Devorah? And I heard the Maharshal's great grandmother was.
There's nothing wrong with that. There are men who have races also. There's not to say that a woman cannot, but if you ask.
The Chaya says the Rosh HaProkim. He says only Rosh HaProkim.
Right. So you teach her, you don't sit and teach her Gemara. General chi of Talmud Torah, but the norm is her role in giving avosah to the children, but that there were exceptions, just like the men exceptions, men who had to raise a family, they did it well, and that was that. But as it's klal, the bria of Isha is called Eim Kol Chai because that's what she does. Just like on the one hand, a woman who can and wants to be an engineer, she's got the mind fit, the grades for it, and so on, it'd be wrong to deprive her of that. By the same token, it's wrong to come up with an idiocy that be'etzem 50% of the women should be engineers, and the reason they're not engineers is because men are discriminating against them. It's not true. Most women want to be in a human interaction, active situation. That's the metzias. So there's no reason to why anyone has to discriminate and not give a woman who is suited for it. But for the same reason, because we decided that women should be engineers like men, unless 50% of engineers are women, it's not good. That's idiocy. And, you know, it's because we told them and we forced them. It's twisting everything because they have a sheet to start with. Okay. Good. Tagutvach. Cultivate.